Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch Beneath, and here's my boy, Jazz. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neeb, aka Watch with Neeb. And I'm here with my co-host, DJ Pew Pew. Pew Pew.
That's good.
You like
That's
that,
good.
Right?
I mean, you yeah, like I'm that. A Texan. You know, it's in my DNA here.
So. Pew, pew. There's a lot of gun shooting in this episode, man. A lot of people get to learn how to use their guns.
I'm actually impressed with the grippy totter. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's an actual way to hold a gun. Like, they did the research. Good for them. Yay.
I wouldn't know.
I feel like even if you don't, like, own guns, like, we all need to learn how to, like, have gun safety training at least. Just in case we come across one and, like, we'd know what to do, how to pull, like, they showed, like, the one bullet in the chamber in the barrel. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, you definitely want to, after you unclip the gun, you want to take that last bullet out. Like, that's a gun safety thing. We all should know how to do those things. So
Salam Nerds gun safety training, is that what you're telling me?
Yes. We'll get a bunch of Muslims. We'll go to a gun range in Texas. It'll be the best thing ever, okay?
Like, what are these guys planning?
FBI will be right there.
Oh, man. Man. That's that privilege that other races have that we don't get, man. They could all congregate with guns and nobody will be the wiser but us. Oh, man.
Red carpet treatment for us.
I know. It'll yeah, right great. Right down to Guantanamo Bay. That's where the red carpet leaves. our friend of the show, Lone Wolf 7, he is a gun fan, quite a big gun fan.
So, okay, he goes a bit more than any of us. Yeah, like, surprised.
He goes through ranges where you have to run with guns. I was like, whoa, you're not just shooting at a target.
Much.
You're like running through, man. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Too much.
man loves his gun, man. But he's under the Mason-Dixon line, so all's fair down there, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, listen, when the zombie comes, we got to make sure the Muslims don't be the first to go. So we got to start packing some heat.
We got to learn for the zombie apocalypse. Yep.
Yes, yes. Because, you know,
we become like Bill and Frank.
I know.
A little armory.
Someone's got to protect us when we have to pray five times a day in the zombie apocalypse, man. We're sitting ducks.
Very true.
That's true.
Very true.
That's true. Well, listen, this is a fun episode. And oh, obviously, I didn't even introduce him this episode because we're so used to having him on the show. Ruzzy, he's practically part of the family.
What's up,
now.
Y'all?
What's going
Thank
on?
You.
How are you?
Dad jokes
How have you
and
been?
All. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I brought my dad jokes, so I'm ready. There are puns galore. So, I mean, as a dad, I'm in my element.
I am super excited. I am very
Thanks
excited.
Thanks for having
for
me.
Give us a taste of the puns.
A taste of the puns. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call an angry carrot?
What?
A steamed veggie.
These are authentic dad jokes because you're actually a dad. When I tell a dad joke, yes. They're just corny.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Okay. I got more in the bank. Get ready.
Oh, we love to see it. We love to see it. Corny dad jokes all this episode, but this was a fun episode. And listen, I got to say that algebra comment took me out. I was not a fan of that one. She was like, what was the joke? What does a mermaid wear? And is an algebra.
What does a mermaid wear to math class? Yeah.
Oh, what does a mermaid wear to math class? Algebra. That's great. I love that joke.
So great.
One of our listeners, Ruby, she was on last week. She would really love that joke because she had the PhD in mathematics.
Ah! Nice. We need more math puns. Like, 3.14% of sailors are pirates.
You know what's really funny? Like, if you watch, there's a show called Velma by Mindy Kaling, right? And it's really made me mad. So Mindy Kaling was trying to figure something out. And you know how, like, when someone's trying to figure something out, they, like, put equations in your head? They wrote the quadratic equation wrong. Like, someone, someone didn't even bother
to... They forgot
to,
the negative?
They for, not only did they forgot the plus or minus negative, but, like, it was, like, 2a... Not, like, they forgot the square. They forgot the square. They did two times a instead of, like,
yeah, square root of a. Yeah, two at the bottom.
Yeah. It was just all messed up. It was just all messed up. And I was just like, how is this show supposed to be about a nerdy Indian when you can't even get the math right? Come on.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
All right. Well,
bring on the shame.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Y'all are disappointed. Her parents are disappointed. Like, come on. You got to know the quadratic formula.
I know. But what I did like about this episode, there were a lot of not just dad jokes and corny puns. There were some adult humor in here, too, because when she picks up the magazine, she goes, why are the pages stuck together?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't, but, like, she knew what she was doing.
She's still messing with them. It's so great. It's straight up from the game, too. I was like, what? Yeah.
That's from the game? Oh,
that's from the game.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, damn, that was funny.
You're gonna throw a bill under the bus like that.
I mean,
she was like,
I actually forgot magazines like that existed, just because, like, I grew up in the era of the internet, and so I was like, oh yeah, those were a thing back in the day.
Oh, lucky you.
I love making you two feel old.
You didn't have to depend on the Sears catalog.
No, we didn't. I know that reference.
Oh my god, wow, that's a throwback. That is a throwback.
If
I heard one.
Oh, man. Totally not halal.
We really got to do the Patreon on Haram Nerds. Just go full unfiltered.
Haram Nerds. Honestly, we should just change our name to Haram Nerds, because I kind of feel like we're not getting anywhere. Oh, man. Okay, all right. All right, so that was really cool. What I thought was really interesting is that we got to see all the decay in the city. Like, as they're walking, or as they're driving around, you see, like, roller coasters shut down and bridges and trains and all that stuff. And that seems really, really cool, because it seems part CGI and part, like, practical effects. So I thought that was really cool. I wonder how they did that. Is the game like that, too? Did they actually show you, like, cities and stuff while you're, like, driving?
Not to that extent. I thought it was very, like, I thought the way that it was done was great, because you don't have, like, the little towns or the big cities like you do in the game. Instead, you have just the in-between. And I don't think we really see much of that, except, like, all right, maybe we're driving off the side of the road, or maybe we're going somewhere, right? But it was a nice, refreshing point. It's like, okay, this is what people in this universe will never experience. They'll never experience a roller coaster or going on a train or all these other things, right? So
or like last episode, going on a plane, because Ellie was mind boggled that that's a thing.
Yeah, like, you guys were in the air, like, definitely things we take for granted.
Yeah. 100%.
Speaking of taking things for granted, how about the product placement in this show? Like, they must be making a lot of money, because they had Chef Boyardee, Sara Lee, Doritos. Like, they found a smart way to make money. Like, they're like, okay, listen, we got subscribers. We need to get paid another way. How do we do that? Throw in some random brand, make it look like the zombie apocalypse happened and no one has seen these brands in a while, and give them money. Yo, brilliant. Whoever thought of that, brilliant. The Walking Dead is, like, kicking themselves in the butt for not thinking of this, because they're probably making so much money off brands, man. That's
product. They also mentioned Starbucks in here, and like, when Ellie was discussed with the coffee, like, oh, is this what Starbucks is selling in the QZ? Like, oh yeah, well, good for them. Great brand placement, because now I want to go get a Frappuccino.
Okay, what is a QZ? I didn't understand that.
Quarantine zone.
Oh, okay. Wait, they had Starbucks in the quarantine zone?
Apparently.
Starbucks survived?
Apparently.
Damn. Are they still getting people's names wrong? Like, imagine zombies walking in and like, and they're getting their names wrong.
Clicker one. Clicker two.
It's pronounced not come on.
Oh man, that's so funny. That's so funny. All right. So we learned a little bit about Tommy's backstory. That's pretty cool. We learned that, like, you know, man had to go see about a girl. It's always the girl is getting people in trouble, man, in these situations. Mm-hmm. It's always the women.
I mean, let's look at history, right? Let's go all the way back to the Trojan War, right? You know why that war happened between the Greeks and the Trojans? It was a girl.
Helen of Troy was fine as fuck.
Exactly. It's always a girl. Look, so this holds true to our history.
I mean, who made Adam eat the apple, right?
Always a girl.
men have been making mistakes their whole lives because they keep thinking with one head, and it's not the one they should. Oh, man. And that's what, all right,
we're going to Haram Nerds again.
Haram Nerds is back.
Haram Nerds coming soon on Patreon. I really do think we need a rebrand.
It would make my life a lot easier if I can go fully unfiltered.
Yeah, I don't know. Salam Haram Nerds. Maybe that's what we should call it. Salam Haram Nerds.
Oh, we're gonna get canceled so quick with that.
I know. Ugh. But like, I don't know, man. We do the Marvel stuff and we're so wholesome, but then we also have to do like rated R shows too, and like the theme of the show is kind of like bleeds into our comedy here.
Yeah, I guess.
Right. All right. So Tommy left, and he went to go fight this thing with the girl. So Joel went with him. And that's how Joel got all the way to Boston. That's where he met Tess. So they're not very clear about Joel and Tess's relationship, but they insinuated in the last episode that Joel and Tess were something more. Were they friends? Are they more? Is this ever like solidified, or are we supposed to be guessing?
I would say common law marriage.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, like they'd never officially tied the knot, but like they're practically married.
Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that makes sense. So we could assume that like Tommy is the same thing, or did Tommy and that girl not work out, or do we learn that later on?
You're going to learn that later on.
Well, okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I have all the questions because I haven't watched or I haven't played the game. So I am not spoiling anything by asking these questions. So
It's up to us to make sure that we don't say anything.
So I'm just making sure that I didn't miss anything. But they're keeping me in check, so making sure I don't spoil anything. So that's really, really cool.
I think the conversation was great, though.
I do think that conversation was great. Yeah, that was really great.
On being a hero? Like, what does it mean?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man.
I love it. Oh, we went to the military. He wanted to be a hero. Instead, he became a radical. How on brand. Like, that's the most American thing ever.
Listen, man, rich people get poor people to die in their war. It's been the same thing forever. And in this episode, one of the things that we really get to see is sometimes the revolutions end up being just as bad as the people that they're trying to revolt from, which a lot of the times we see that with terrorism and freedom fighters, etc.
You knock out one bad guy, that's a power vacuum and something worse comes in its place.
And that's how we got ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's definitely something that happens. So in this episode, they're driving for a while. And then what happens is some guy's on the road and he's like, oh, can you stop? I'm bleeding. Man just drove right through them. He knew it. And then they dropped the cinder block on the car to try to get it to kill them, I guess. And then they had spikes on the road. So eventually they crash, fire shootout. Great scene. Fantastic. And I love how she asked him, how did you know that it was a trap? I thought he was gonna say I didn't, I was gonna kill this guy anyways, but it turns out that like he knew, because they used to do the same thing, which I thought it's very interesting, and it kind of gives you like a little bit of like that gray zone in morality. What are your thoughts, Rosie?
I thought it was great because we don't really get to see this almost darker side to Joel in the game. Usually it's like, don't talk about it, right? But here he's, you know, really just kind of realizing that Ellie is this almost like moral compass and kind of checking him in a way that, you know, Sarah probably would have, right? His daughter. And since his daughter is no more, you had this other, you know, young, innocent person who's he's in care of, keeping him in check. So I wonder, like, if they had not met, would he so go down that path? Or, you know, is it her in his life a reason for him to just kind of see humanity once again? So I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Very true. What about you, Jazz?
So when I see these scenes with Joel, like, becoming more of the father figure, this is really, like, a good callback to the games, because you see the development over time as well. And not only this scene, but, like, the scene where he was teaching her the grip of the gun, or any of the stories he's telling her, like, last episode with the flower and how everyone became infected at once. Like,
right.
He's a teacher, he's a father, he's a mentor, and it's really cool seeing all that play out.
Very cool. I'm really interested in all that stuff. So the other thing that we started to see, we see this shootout. Well done, really cool. They had like the adrenaline running, like you really felt anxiety in this shootout. And you also didn't know if these guys were good guys or bad guys, or you're kind of just like there trying to figure out what's happening. And then Joel kills most of them, and then there's one left, and we see Ellie kill him. And well, she doesn't kill him, she shoots him, and then he's like trying to bargain and trying to bargain for his life in any way possible. And then he yells out for his mom. That kind of broke me. That was when he yells out for his mom, like, mom, bro, that broke my heart. Perhaps, what are your thoughts about that, Jazz?
I mean, it was definitely charged, and I felt a callback to like what's going on in our world right now, and so I was like, I don't want to touch that right
now. Too close to real life.
It's too close to real life, but also like they're completely different scenarios, right? One was police brutality. This is survival, right? They're two completely different things, but it just hits way too close to home.
Yeah, it was quite a lot. And then we get to see who the mom is, and we just find Thesis moment. She's interrogating her own doctor, and she's like, you know, tell us where Henry is and where Sam is, and we don't know who these people are at all. And that actress, do you know who that actress is?
No, she looks really familiar. Who is she?
She is Rose from 2 and a Half Men.
Okay.
Can you believe
that's where? Yeah, I was like, she looks a lot different, obviously. Like,
yeah, yo, this is such a serious role, and in that show, she's like, it's all comedy, but that's Rose from 2 and a Half Men, which is such a silly character. And then you see her in this, and you're like, wow,
yeah,
that was wild.
I haven't watched 2 and a Half Men all the way through. I've seen episodes here and there, that's why I didn't click immediately. But I'm like, I've definitely seen her before.
She's been in a bunch of stuff. She's been in a bunch of stuff. But 2 and a Half Men is what she's like probably most well known for, I think. Which I thought was really cool. Kathleen is who she was. And he was like, the doctor was like, I delivered you. That's wild. And she was like, you know what? After she saw her son hurt, she went right back and shot him. So you know she's like vicious.
That's so stupid though.
Yeah, you need doctors.
Rule number
doctors
one, don't kill your doctors. Come on.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
If anything happens, like let's say, you know, you scratch up with a rusty nail and you're about to get tetanus. You want a doctor there. Like,
that is true.
Come on.
That is true.
Yep.
This is just dumb.
Totally.
But, you know, that's her character. And you'll understand why she's that way.
I'm excited to find out who these people, that's what they're called, I guess, people are. Are they a big part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, from what I remember, I do remember the crash and the shootout and the ambush, but I don't remember the backstory about the characters. So I think I think what's going to happen is going to be interesting, because they're definitely changing a little bit. Like in the game, it was Pittsburgh. In the show, it's Kansas City. So it's just this interesting roundabout path. So yeah, I mean, I'm all for more backstory. Let's bring on all the backstory.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. And we got Ruby in the chat. I was telling these guys earlier that Ruby is a math whiz. So there's a lot of math puns in this show.
Oh.
And we were talking about how in the show Velma, they were trying to show this woman, Velma, as very smart. And they had a quadratic equation flow by as she's thinking, but they had the quadratic equation wrong. It wasn't even right.
Since we're back on math, I got a math pun.
More puns.
More puns. Let's go. This episode was all about puns. What do you got?
What did the triangle say to the circle?
What?
You're pointless.
Oh. Wait, but what did the circle say to the triangle?
What?
You're a cute.
What if it was a right triangle?
Go to jail.
What if that triangle had an obtuse angle, sir?
No, not this particular one in my story that I just made up hypothetically. You can't tell me what's in my head. Oh man. So they're running around, and you know, she uses her gun on him, and then he asks her, like, you know, you shouldn't have had to do that for your first time. You had to use a gun that young. She says, it's not my first time. So he decides, you know what, I'm going to let her have a gun. And he teaches her how to use it. And then, like in every single movie we ever see, all the time, she starts to like put in her pants. And he goes, no, you'll shoot your damn ass off. Which is so funny. Because like, so
accurate.
Every movie you see, every time somebody gets a gun, they just put it in the waistband of their back pocket like it's nothing. Like, bro, you can't do that. You'll shoot your ass off.
Yeah, like, we have like, holsters for a reason. Like,
yeah. That's how the Giants lost the Super Bowl when Plexico Burris did that and shot his foot.
What?
Oh, you don't know the story? Yeah. The year after the Giants won the Super Bowl, Plexico Burris was like in a club in New York. And he had a gun in his waistband. He was wearing sweatpants to a club. Like, first of all, who wears sweatpants to a club? He had a gun in the waistband of his sweatpants, and it fell on the floor and shot himself in the foot. Yep, yep.
Wow. I wish that happened before the Super Bowl.
Hey!
I'm a Patriots fan, so.
Boo.
Yeah. Bring it.
Why don't you go review 80 for Brady? Why don't you go review 80 for Brady, all right? You don't
need to oh, my God.
80 for Brady. I can't believe it's a thing.
Oh, man. All right. So,
Nerds After Dark.
Yeah. So, we don't know who Henry and Sam are, but apparently she thinks Henry and Sam did this. My thing is, do you think if he let the son live, they could have worked it out, or they still would not have worked it out?
Oh, hell no.
No?
That woman's psychotic at this point. There's no way. Yeah.
All right. So killing his son was the right thing to do. Is what you're telling
me. For preservation, absolutely.
For something.
Ooh, yeah. Cold-blooded.
Right. Like, what's going to happen? Oh, I'm going to tell my mom you're cool, right? They bring it to his mom. Mom, these are the guys who shot me.
Fair enough.
Like, they're not going to survive that. Like,
That's true. That's true. I was like, let's throw him in a locker or something. But yeah, I think you're probably right, Jez.
Yeah. Right. Plus, he knows what they look like. The rest of them don't know what they look like. So I get that.
It's true.
All right.
And that kind of helps. Yeah.
All right. So while they're looking for Ellie and Joel, they go into his room and the ground is moving.
Ooh.
What the fuck is that?
You will find out. And you're going to be scared. You will be scared.
Okay. Yeah. So here are my guesses. And since I don't watch the show, don't answer. It's either going to be an earthquake, it's either going to be some fungus underneath there, or it's going to be a brand new monster we've never seen before. So those are my guesses, like a mutated earthquake monster.
You're close.
Like the monsters from Resident Evil that goes around going, stars.
Yeah, you're close. All right. You're very close, actually.
Great.
I'm going to say it's another emergence of a pun book.
That pun book was so funny. Okay, so
Volume Tree.
What was the other volume pun? Tree. Okay, I want to talk about that last pun. We'll talk about that later. Don't say the last so pun. But what was that. The other one? The one was...
One the mermaid. Another was, why did the scarecrow get a promotion?
He was outstanding in his field. I knew that one, though.
Yeah,
I knew that one.
That's great.
But yeah, the one great. About, like, you know, what does a mermaid wear to the math class? An algae bra? That was solid. Yeah, I didn't know that one. I did not catch that one. Yeah. So that was good. All right. And then we got... Ellie saying that wasn't her first time she killed anybody. Is that a big part to the game? Do we get to find out who the first person she killed was?
I think so. I think so. It might
gonna
be a flashback.
Expand on it. Yeah, so they hinted at it in the game.
Okay.
And in the show, you want to think back to, what was it, episode 2, where she killed that one guy in the ground when she was getting her tampons?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like the one, right, yeah. And so... they want to, you know, you want to think it's that, but no, it's not. There's some other story here, and we're going to learn about that at some point this season.
Well, I do remember. What was that?
Is it the Left Behind story?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what that is, but I do remember when Ellie was in the first episode, the person who captured her asked her about her friend, and she got real quiet. So I do remember that, and I'm wondering what happened there. So maybe that has something to do with it. So maybe she was saving her friend and she killed somebody. Maybe she killed her friend. We don't know. We'll have to find out.
We're going to find out.
Yes, yes.
We will find out.
The other thing I thought was interesting was that they keep sending Ellie through small, like, holes and stuff. That's got to be part of the game, right? Is that part of the gameplay?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, yes.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, 100%. Why do they keep, like, putting her through these little holes and through these windows, having her fit through these areas? And I'm like, that must be part of gameplay.
Yeah, totally is. Mm-hmm. It's great. And the banter is always so great. I mean, I think that's one of the best parts about the game. It's just, like, this banter. One of the things we did not get, which I know there is, like, just so much unnecessary hate from the last episode, that people were just so upset that Bill and Ellie did not meet and therefore did not get to, you know, kind of trade banter with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, it's boo-hoo. Fine.
We're going to get a lot of that. We're going to get a lot of that, I'm sure, with the other characters and especially with Joel, as we've seen kind of in this episode. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because there has been a lot of hate for that episode, but also a lot of love for that episode. A lot of people, I would say majority of people, really, really love that episode. But then there's a certain type of people who were very upset. And it's weird because I was told that the game even hinted at the fact that they were gay. And I think that's one of the reasons a lot of people are angry, which is
they
really
were partners.
Rough.
Like, what else could that mean?
Yeah.
But they were partners who broke up, which is different.
Right. In the game,
that was
right?
The one thing they changed.
Like, it shouldn't be surprising. Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I thought that was weird. And you know when people review bomb something, because this show has all 10s and then a bunch of 1s. And you know it's being review bombed when it's just a bunch of 1s. There's no 2s, there's no 3s, there's no 4s. It's all 10s and then a bunch of 1s. It's so obvious you're review bombing it. You know, if you wanted to review bomb it, you know, throw some 4s in there. Make it believable.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is my business partner. We just live together.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, that's the excuses they used back in the 60s when they used to live together. Oh, man. God,
totally.
So dumb. Like,
so dumb.
Everyone's stupid.
Oh, man. All right. So we talked about the jokes, but there was a last joke. The last joke yo, there's a part of me that thinks they didn't rehearse that joke and it was like completely the first time, because he reacted to that with like
100%.
So
with SNL, the joke, like
the joke was, did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? And then he goes, what? She goes, yeah, it runs in your genes.
It's so great.
His reaction felt so authentic. I feel like they must have done this take with different jokes and they didn't do the same joke every time. And that one really got him.
That one stuck.
I agree. Yeah, I think that's what happened. And after watching SNL last night and seeing like how he broke character twice, like it is totally the same laugh. Like, it's totally the same laugh. I loved it.
Oh, man. I definitely believe he broke character on that one. That was
really, really
funny.
Sure. So great. He was trying so hard not to. Like, such a stupid joke. Like, he tried so hard.
It was so great.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if all the reaction to the jokes were authentic. Like, even, like, the outstanding in the field one. I feel like maybe he really knew that one and he said it.
Yeah,
you know what?
Did.
That
tracks. That would be great.
Yeah. That would be so funny if those were all authentic. Those were like all real jokes.
We're definitely going to look into that one. That's going to be funny if it's true.
Is that a real book, though? The one she has? Like the author and everything? Or is it made up for the show?
It's in the game.
Oh,
it's in the game. So she reads it throughout. Like she discovers it, or maybe she had it. But then she'll bust it out and then start reading puns. And you could actually, I think at some point, you can actually tell her to like, hey, just give me another pun, essentially. But yeah, it's so funny. It's, and a lot of these are both in the game, but there's just also so many other great ones.
That's
I'm all
funny.
For it.
For
I'm
example,
for it.
People are making apocalypse jokes like there's no tomorrow. Too soon. Yeah.
No, I think in the chat, Razi left us the wiki with the puns. Do you want to share that with the rest of the team? I mean, for the rest of the chat? Let's share it with the rest of the chat, Jazz. There's lots of puns in there.
I don't know how to do that, but yeah.
Jazz knows how to do it. You got it, Papa Jazz.
Boom. Enjoy.
Enjoy, everybody.
Enjoy, guys. We threw the link in the chat, and you guys will be able to enjoy all the puns. And, you know, may you have all the dad jokes that you require.
For example, a weasel walks into a bar. The bartender says, wow, I've never seen a weasel before. What can I get you? Pop goes the weasel.
That's
or a book just fell on my head. I only have my shelf to blame.
Oh man. All right. What's the smartest dinosaur?
What?
A thesaurus.
What is made out of leather and sounds like a sneeze? A shoe.
Oh man, all right, we're about to get canceled.
We're not gonna get canceled for any of the crap we've ever said. We're gonna get canceled for extremely shitty jokes.
I can you want to hear a joke about pizza?
It's too cheesy.
A joke about pizza?
Is it too cheesy? Wow. That was good, though. That was good.
That one I've heard before.
All right, let's okay, speaking of dad jokes, let's jump back into this episode because it ends with a son and father pointing guns at Ellie and Joel, even though they put glass everywhere so they would, you know, hear people coming. Apparently, these people were already in the building. So is that who Henry and Sam is? Is that what we're supposed to figure out? Are we supposed to know that?
We're gonna find out.
Oh, dun, dun, you dun. Guys. Oh, you guys. Never
this one's a little bit more obvious, though, so.
I feel like it's obvious.
That's true. Yeah, that's pretty true.
I think the Superman drawings in the attic give it away because they kind of had mask on. Mm-hmm. Like, they painted mask on themselves. So I think that kind of gave it away. But they didn't kill them, so they either want to talk, negotiate, or maybe they didn't do something that bad. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's good. I don't know who's bad.
Man.
Oh, they wanted the puns. Is that what happened?
Yeah, yes. They came for the puns. Yeah,
they came for
the
puns.
They heard the
what happens joke, like, if you oh, slap somebody at a high frequency.
What?
It hurts.
Ah, why you? Listen, oh, guys, I like big puns and I cannot lie.
Oh my God.
All right, that's enough for this episode. I think we're going to be good. I'm sorry. This is the worst episode we've ever done. It's all dad jokes.
I'm still having fun, though. Like...
You add a dad and then you get puns in front of me. That's just what happens.
Oh, God.
It's like downward. Most... It's all downhill.
What is the hardest cult to get into?
I give up.
Difficult.
Nah. Oh, jazz. Oh, jazz. This is bad. This is the show had gone off the rails.
In the worst way.
Oh, man.
Or the all right. best way.
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Listen, if there was a zombie apocalypse, what if we could just kill them with puns? That's the zombie show I want to watch, right? Like, quick, somebody give me a pun. And they'll say a pun, and the monsters will just die. That would be the best.
Or coffee.
Right? Listen, I think it'll work. Or, you know what I've always wanted to see? I've never seen this in a zombie show, but I always wanted to see. What if you put a zombie on a treadmill, and he just, like, walked forever? Just, like, keeps walking. Over and over and over again.
So what you're saying is we have a bunch of treadmills outside our compound.
Yeah.
And zombies keep walking on them.
I feel like if you had enough treadmills around the compound and you put them on, use a generator, the zombies will never get in. They'll just tire out. There's no way.
But zombies never get tired. So what happens then?
They'll just keep walking until their legs give out.
Literally.
They're okay. They'll get down to the bones and it'll be done.
I believe it.
I just solved zombie world hunger. Or I don't know. I don't know if it's world hunger. Zombie sand
assault.
Hunger.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well. Yeah.
It was funny. Like, even in the episode, they're like, fungus aren't that smart.
Yeah.
People. Like, I was like, oh, that's a very good point.
That is true. That is true, man. I am very excited to see, because there are no zombies in this episode at all. So we get an episode of zombies, we get an episode of gay love, and then we get an episode of, like, you know, people being attacked. So this show, you don't know what to expect every episode, man. It's wild.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be so great. Like, every episode is going to be something completely different. And you'll be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And next episode, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So here's my question. Yeah. What pace is this show going at? Is it going really fast through the game, or is it going really slow through the game? Because I feel like it's
on point. Because, like, I feel like the game was only about, like, you know, 10, 12 hours of gameplay. So if they're doing that with this, I mean, that's on point.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay. I think it's about on point. I there are some parts that I don't remember. And then there are others that I very distinctly remember. I remember the cars, like the ambush and, you know, what's going to come next episode and other things and being scared out of my mind. Because I would play this game at night, of course. I'm not going to have my kids watch this. And so naturally, I would be scared myself, and, you know, just kind of like rummage through. And some parts you have like just a flashlight. And when you're just kind of lurking around in the dark, It's not fun.
That's so funny. I remember when I was young, I played this one game in the house at night in the dark, and it was called Silent Hill, and it scared the crap out of me. That game scared the crap out of me.
Yes. I don't think I played a horror game since then, because I was also scared out of my mind. I'm like, I cannot do this stuff. Horror games, I'm done.
Scary.
Bye.
Yeah, I couldn't do Silent Hill, man. That was scary. Oh, man. I think they made a movie out of Silent Hill, too.
Yeah, I think it bombed, though.
Yeah, I think it bombed. Yeah. Most video game movies do, so we'll
most
see.
Most of them do, yeah. So it's good to see, like, one that's actually succeeding. Hopefully it'll be a blueprint for others, you know.
Yeah, a lot of them work better as shows than they do as movies, so we'll see. You get more time to flesh out the characters. You don't have to rush everything. So, totally. Yeah. I don't know. All right. So overall, what are your thoughts of this episode? I really, really enjoyed it. I feel like we're back on track with the episode. Not that I didn't like the last episode, but I do feel like we're back on track with the story. I thought the banter was really good. And I feel like the connection between Ellie and Joel feels very natural, very believable. I think the actress is doing a great job. It doesn't feel forced. And I'm really into it, man. Rizzy, what about you?
I loved it. I think echoing that, I think you also have these moments where you're seeing vulnerability on both sides, and for Ellie and for Joel, and either they want to talk about it or they don't want to talk about it. And so I think we'll kind of see this maybe a little like the piercing through that veil further and further in terms of the trust building that they're going to have in this beautiful relationship that you'll see throughout the show. I'm excited. I'm also excited that Coffee got a shout out in this episode. Yes.
And yeah, he just got a shout out?
Coffee.
Yeah.
It smells like shit. I'm like, yeah, that's accurate.
She's like, smells like burnt shit. And then he takes that long sip, right?
Because,
like, you know, he was basically trolling her. Like, so that's basically a symbol of their relationship. It's just complete, just trolling each other. So I love it. So
speaking of shout out. Speaking of shout outs, the guy with the long beard who was with Kathleen, apparently he does the voice of Tommy in the video game. Is that
Tommy? Yeah. I learned that.
Very
cool. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Cool little Easter egg. I like that. I like the bringing people from the from the game into this.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Yeah, we'll see Joel here
rest
too.
In peace. Rest in peace to the actress who did the original voice of Tess.
Yeah.
She passed away last week. So.
That's sad.
Cancer sucks.
I know. God damn. She was young too, right? Like in her 40s?
I know, Wershing.
She was 45.
Annie Wershing. Yeah.
Yeah, Annie Wershing.
Damn. Yeah. That's crazy, man. R.I.P. Man, Jazz. All right. So that's all I have for this episode. Anything that we missed?
I can tell you one thing that... crap. I messed this up. I was going to make a pun. Becoming vegetarian
polar bears...
is one big mistake.
Wait, say that again, Jazz.
Becoming a vegetarian is one big mistake.
Oh, these are bad. These are bad. People are not gonna like these.
No, they're not.
All right, Ruthie, you had one too. Let's finish it off with the last one.
All right. Let's see, I'll do my worst. Where do polar bears keep their money?
In
a snowbank.
Yep. I saw that one coming.
Go to jail.
I'm going to jail. Bye.
We're all going to dad jail. I love it.
We're all
guys,
dad jail.
We apologize for this episode. This episode has gone off the rails. Ruthie will never be back on the show.
I will not.
Jazz is retiring.
Jazz is retiring. We're done.
Thanks for turning in to Haram Nerds.
Yeah.
See you on Tuesday.
Please do not comment. Please do not like. Please unsubscribe. That's what we have. I'm not even going to say Salam Nerds. This is Kadhaf is
bye. Kadhaf is bye.
See you on Tuesday.
Bye.